If you are looking for a place to transport yourself back 7 decades, step into the Mesa Typewriter Exchange. Here, time has stopped.
This looks exactly like it looked when I would come to downtown Mesa when I was young. It's amazing that this place is still here all these years later.
Jeff Hershauer is a longtime customer who over the years has developed a bit of a typewriter addiction.
It's like any hobby, right? It's you get into scotch, you want to try every distillery that ever created scotch. You get into guitars, there's so many different, and it's exactly like that. I set out to get one typewriter. Found one online. It was a 1949 Smith Corona, and yada, 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 40-ish machines later, here I am.
Sean Batke also has a growing collection.
I want to use them. I don't want to just put them on a shelf. I want to actually use them.
He's in it for the nostalgia.
Well, I think an appreciation of the past is something that I get a lot out of it. This is something that you can enjoy the visual, regardless of what generation of typewriter you decide that appeals to you. You can still use it in the way that it was manufactured to be used.
The Typewriter Exchange is the perfect place to feed that habit. Bill Wall's father and grandfather opened it back in 1949, and he's basically been in the shop all his life.
Back in the 80s, I was looking at my job here working and thought, I see the writing on the wall. I'm going to be doing this maybe another 5 to 10 years, and I'm going to have to retool and find something else to do.
But just when he thought about closing up shop as computers took over, Wall noticed a new generation of customers coming in and a chance to continue the family business.
I have businesses still using them for forms. I have younger people that want to write on them. They've never even seen a typewriter before, but they love the tactile feel of it and the immediate response they get on it.
And it's been decades since typewriters have been produced.
I can't order new parts anymore, and so there's over 300 machines between that cabinet and there, and a lot of these machines I keep for parts. Others are part of my kind of informal collection. But a lot of them are potential sale machines that will be fixed up and sold.
Sold to people like Ted Monk, who prefers writing on them.
I just loved watching the mechanics work. I love typing on them. It kind of freed up my mind to write in a different way.
Monk types out everything, corrections, revisions and all, then scans and uploads the raw pages to his online blog.
There you can see all the mistakes I made, places where I went back and X'd out stuff, and you know, my thought process is right there on the page. On a computer, you miss all that because you go back and you delete. And you lose all of the things that you were thinking before.
Bill Wall says many of his modern customers prefer an analog option.
The lack of distractions. I get so many people coming in, they said, look, I've been writing on my laptop and I want to go to a typewriter. I'm tired of the distractions I get. I get constant notifications on emails, this and that and that. I'm getting burnt out on the screen, staring at the screen.
And there are plenty of choices from all different eras here. Wall's typewriter shop looks more like a typewriter museum.
Typewriters came out in the 1870s. I don't have anything dates quite back that old, but early 1900s, I have machines from almost every decade in here. In the early days of typewriters, there were different designs, and there were different manufacturers coming up with different designs. So you'll see machines that only have a three rows keys. Some of the early upstrike machines had a full keyboard, no shift keys, so 7 rows of keys.
So while much of the valley has changed in 70 years, there is at least one place that seems much the same. Phil Latzman, KJZZ News, Mesa.